praises are laws, Lord of the worlds, and may this peace and blessings be upon our Master, the Holy Prophet Muhammad, and his pure Immaculate Ahlul Bayt. Islam, we said, is one religion, but it's multi-dimensional. It's multi-layered. It has a superficial aspect, and it has an infinite number of esoteric inner dimensions. إِنَّ لِلْقُرْآنِ ذَهْرًا وَبَتْنَا وَلِبَتْنِهِ بَتْنَا إِلَى سَبْعَةِ أَبْطُرٍ. Verily, with the Qur'an, there's a superficial aspect, an external aspect, and an internal aspect. And with every internal aspect, there's another internal aspect. Seven times over. In some traditions, 700. In some traditions, 7,000 times over. The point is, with the butul, with the inner dimensions, there is no end. This is Allah's knowledge manifesting in this holy book. It's all of Allah's attributes are manifesting in this holy book. Allah's attributes were from pre-eternity to post-eternity. There is no end. And so there is no end to the inner dimensions of religion. But Islam is one religion, but it has many dimensions. In the prophetic tradition, it reads that the Sharia is my words, the tariqa is my actions, and the haqiqa is my state, the Holy Messenger said. Al-shari'atu aqwali, wal-tariqatu af'ali, wal-haqiqatu ahwali. These three, the sharia, the tariqa, and the haqiqa, they're not mutually exclusive. They're all dimensions of one another. But the Sharia is the superficial aspect. The Tariqa is the inner aspect of the Sharia. The Sharia is the superficial manifestation of the Tariqa and of the Haqiqa. The Sharia, though, are my words, the Holy Messenger said. The do's and don'ts. That's the jurisdiction of the Fuqaha. The tariqa are my actions. It's outside the jurisdiction of the Sharia now. Here, it means the noble ethical traits. This needs requires more effort. There are many things in Islam that aren't haram from a Sharia point of view, but they are haram from a tariqa point of view. Tariqa literally means that spiritual path to Allah. If someone does you wrong and you don't forgive, you haven't sinned on a par with the Sharia, but you've polluted the soul according to the tariqa. Or if someone breaks family relations with you, they did wrong, but you have to go and amend ties. Or let's say you're jealous of someone, but you haven't expressed it. That jealousy within isn't a sin according to the Sharia. But jealousy within is polluting the soul. It's a sin according to the ethical path, the tariqa path. Holding on to grudges may not be a sin according to the Sharia, but it's a sin according to the tariqa. And when I say it's a sin according to the tariqa, I mean it's polluting the soul. This pollution of the soul can reach a threshold. If it reaches a certain threshold, when you commit those sins of the tariqa and you keep on polluting yourself, it may reach a certain threshold